step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 93.3 KJR-FM sports headlines.
Oh, sorry, Jackson. Here we are. Hey, it's a puck and the go-to guy. I'm just looking at a picture my wife sent. We got a new fridge. You know you're adulting when you're getting really excited that you got a new fridge. I mean, it's like, it's Christmas in August. I can't wait to get home to look at a new
fridge.
What's
this one do that the old one didn't?
Makes ice.
Okay.
The drawers aren't all broken. Like, the drawers were all broken in our old fridge. And we had, like, electrical tape keeping it together. And it was generally a mess. Basically, we bought the identical fridge to the one in our break room.
That's a great fridge.
That's a great fridge. I know great fridges. The double doors, but then I want the freezer on the bottom.
What'd you pay for it?
Huh?
What'd you pay for it?
$1,500?
Isn't that crazy how much fridges cost?
Yeah. Albert Lee Appliance.
Okay.
Go to Albert Lee. They were having a sale.
Was that rude of me to ask you what you paid for your fridge?
Not rude at all.
Kind of?
No, not at all.
You can pay, what, $3,000 or $4,000 for a fridge now, right?
Well, there was, like, I think it was a fridge. I think there was a fridge that had, like, a...
The TVs on them and stuff?
What? We have breaking news
In the actual sports update, we actually have some breaking news to report.
Oh, well, hit the breaking news.
It's actually for the Mariners, which is fitting since Brett Boone's on hold waiting to come on. Okay. Julio Rodriguez reinstated from the 10-day DL. Okay. Jared Kelnick optioned to Tacoma. Luis Torrens designated for assignment. Kurt Casale reinstated from the 10-day IL as well.
Okay, there we go. Mariner news. Perfect timing because we got Brett Boone on. Coming up right now.
Coming to you live from our Elliott Avenue studios of Sports Radio 93.3 KJR-FM. It's time for our weekly conversation with former Mariners All-Star Brett Boone. Brought to you by Venue Kings. Visit VenueKings.com for all your ticket needs. Now with Booney, here's Softy and Dick.
All right, it's Puck and the go-to guy filling in here for Softy and Fain. Softy, again, condolences to him and his family. He's going to be back tomorrow. Fain will be back on Monday. Brett Boone, his weekly appearance here on Thursdays, all brought to you by the great Venue Kings and VenueKings.com. And Brett joins right now here on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. I think this might be my first encounter with Brett Boone. He won't remember this, but you know, I've detailed this story many times before. First year when I was covering the Seattle Mariners, 2003. And I think, remember, we joke about this when athletes were yelling at reporters, that every reporter in their day's got to get yelled at by an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first week of that season, or this was 2002, Ichiro had not had a hit in the first week or something like that. And Brett was always so kind. He'd always meet with the media afterwards. He was great at it. And I said, big media scrum, I'm like 23. I'm like, excuse me, Mr. Boone, what do you think about Ichiro? He's really struggling, don't you think? And he goes, that's the stupidest question I've ever been asked. It's the first week of a season, man. And I said, okay, see you later. So that's my funny Brett Boone story. Hi, Brett, how are you?
Good. That doesn't sound like me, does it, Jimmy?
Not at all, Brett.
I would never do it. And by the way, I was listening to you guys before I came on. Did he use the term getting a fridge and adulting? I think that is tremendous.
Yeah, adulting.
I'm adulting now. I'm gonna coin that phrase. I love it. Yeah, adulting. I
mean, when you start getting excited about a fridge, I mean, you know, you've really hit your peak adulthood.
Right, you're adulting. I love it.
Hey, we're watching we had Matt Boyd on earlier, and so we asked him this question because we're watching the Little League World Series that's going on right now. The state of Washington, their team, Bonnie Lake Sumner's playing a team from Oregon right now. What do you remember your Little League days? I would imagine Brett Boone was a pretty good little 12-year-old Little Leaguer.
I'll tell you, we had our Little League. I was in South Jersey, and we were actually really good. I had a It was myself and a guy by the name of Chuck Ritchie, who actually got to the big leagues briefly, I believe, with the Philadelphia Phillies. And we were the two pitchers on our little league team. And we'd pitch three innings every game, 3-3, 3-3, 3. So I think we're getting around the state finals. And this is back. My dad's still playing at the time. He's playing for the Phillies. So, and that was back in the day where they said, well, Brett, I don't want you throwing any curveballs. Well, my dad, when the Little League game starts, my dad's already at the ballpark. So he's never going to know of it. And I threw curveball after curveball. And my last Little League game, I snapped my arm throwing breaking balls. And I just remember there was hell to pay. I had to go into the Phillies trainer the next day, get x-rays, put me in a cast, told my dad he may never throw again. And that's how my Little League ended. But, yeah, there's a lot of good memories go back to those younger years. And when you see those kids enjoying themselves, you know, not too many of us get to go to that Little League World Series. It's pretty awesome. I for sure was one that never got there. But I got a lot of fond memories, you know. That was before it became a job and you know, you get fired for playing this silly game.
Yeah, Brett, we were talking about it during a break about, you know, whether kids should throw curveballs. Are there different schools of thought on that now? Because I thought that it was like something that 12-year-olds shouldn't be doing.
I think it's just something, Jimmy, depending on the player, depending on the kid. You know, some of us grow early. I was a late, you know, I didn't hit puberty, I think, till my freshman year in high school. So I think it's just, you know, the kids that are, you know, late bloomers, I think definitely the wear and tear on the elbow, throwing a legit curveball or a legit breakable, I would always stay away from that for young kids. Now, some of the kids that hit puberty at an early age, you know, they're a little more, they're young men, so they can handle a little more of that wear and tear. But I think as a general rule, there's plenty of things you can do. There's plenty of guys out there teaching. You know, you can spin the ball without putting that excessive force in your elbow. So I think just to play it safe when you're that age, 10, 11, 12 years old, I just stay away from it completely.
Brett Boone is with us. He joins Softy and Fain every single week, brought to you by Venue Kings and VenueKings.com. What do you make of the roster moves they made today? Good news, Julio has been reinstated. Kurt Caselli's reinstated. Kelnick option, and then Louis Torrens designated for assignment.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the headline there is getting Julio back. This team, you know, he's really taken it upon himself. This is Julio's team right now. I mean, he is the face of that franchise. He brings the emotion. He brings that passion. And, you know, ever since about week two of the season, he's brought a lot of game, too. This is a guy that I've watched pretty closely. I'm amazed how quick he got through those growing pains that most of us, when we get to the big league level, go through. From where he was at the beginning of season to now, it's truly unbelievable the fact that he got through it so quick. And it's like he's a veteran player now that's been there and done that. Hitting in the middle of the lineup is going to be a big push for the Seattle Mariner team going in the playoffs. I think they're going to make it. I've been saying it all year. You know, I said in the opening, the Mariners will go to the playoffs this year. I still think so. With the addition of Castillo, that bullpen is really shaped up, all doing a great job. And I just think the American League, and I've talked about this at length with Dick and Softy, I just think the American League's a little softer. With the exception of the New York Yankees and the Houston Astros, I think that there's that next level. And I think the Mariners are as good as any team with the exclusion of those two top ones.
Can Julio be as good as Griffey?
We're getting a little ahead of ourselves. I hate to put that on young players. You know, is he as good as an Alex-type player? Is he a Griffey-type player? I had the luxury of playing with a lot of great players in my career. Junior, probably to this day, probably the best player I ever played with. So to put him in that category, I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. But I can say this. This guy, I think, is going to be a year-in and year-out perennial all-star, superstar of the game. I just can't put him in that Griffey, Alex Rodriguez category yet. It's just too early. He only got a half season under his belt. But he's definitely a star in this game, and I think is going to be for a long time.
What is the, besides being really good, looking for something more in-depth on this one, like a personality trait? What's a common denominator you think between the three guys like that, an A-Rod, a Griffey, and a Julio?
Well, the game's different now. It's 2022. You know, people are wearing their emotions on their sleeve. You know, it's a rah-rah game now. It's all about branding. You know, these players, you look at, you know, where I live in San Diego, Tatis Jr. came on the scene, and he's a rock star. He's got the dreadlocks. He's pumping his fist. He's doing that. It was just a different game. Kenny had that. He had that picturesque, you know, people still talk about it to this day, you know, that perfect swing and follow through. Alex, you know, he was a little animated, but nothing like the players today. I think the emotion that the players bring today, it's a different game. They have fun. They like doing it. It's the way the game's played. I think he brings that to the team. It's a genuine emotion, and the fans love it. You know, that's an important part. But his teammate, I think, rallies around that. You got to have the game to back up the personality. Mm-hmm. He definitely does. I mean, he's hitting home runs. He's putting on a show at a home run derby, his first home run derby being on that big stage. That's pretty impressive. You know, putting aside what he's done this year so far, he's stealing bases. He's playing a great center field. He's just a great combo, and I think he's also a PR dream as far as putting him on the front of that media guy and say, this is our guy. He's the whole package.
Hey, Brett, Puck mentioned that he asked you a stupid question when he was 23 years old. I'll ask you a stupid one right now at the age of 65. You ready for it?
You got it.
Okay, when the Yankees play the Mariners, which team do you root for?
I'll tell you, that's a tough one. I've been asked that before. The Mariners have not, Jimmy, the Mariners, it's been a long time since that city's experienced playoff baseball. At this stage of the season, I'm thinking, you know, the Yankees got 71 wins. The Mariners need the wins to get there. The Yankees can cruise into the playoffs. So I didn't mind that the Mariners took a couple quick ones from it. Postseason, I'm going to try to just stay on the sidelines as much as I can. You know, families, it's pretty tough to not be rooting for my brother to win a World Series as a manager. But, you know, it's outside of my brother and that, you know, that level, Mariners are, you know, they're my team.
Hey, have you talked to your brother since the series? If so, what did he say anything about the team? Maybe just some inside stuff of how he thought the Mariners played.
No, I've been telling him, you know, because he hasn't played the Mariners. Now, they took 2 out of 3 in the Bronx, then 2 out of 3 in Seattle. And I've been telling Aaron for a while now. I said, I'm telling you, the Mariners are better than you think. And if they get, you know, they move a few pieces around here and there, they could really be good. I think everybody was trying to get Castillo at the break. He was kind of that North Star, you know, everybody wanted him. And for the Mariners to come out on top, as a player, I thought about it as a player, and I've been in, you know, I've been on a lot of teams in my career, been on some great teams, been on some tough teams. But I know what it's like to be those 25 guys, now 26 down in that clubhouse. And when that trade line comes and goes and you make a big piece where all of a sudden it pumps some adrenaline into that clubhouse. Like, wow, all right, now not only, you know, we're in this battle every day, the 26 of us, but now we've got management backing us as well. I think going and getting that top free agent that everybody was out there vying for right at the deadline, I think that's a huge adrenaline rush for that clubhouse. And man, now I look at that starting rotation. The only problem is they got 6 starters now. But I think that's a good problem to have at this stage of the game. Like I said, I think that bullpen's really shaping up. You got Julio coming back. Haniger just came back. I'm looking for a good and once we got past this past Yankee series, you look at the strength of schedule, and that Mariners schedule is pretty soft going into the playoffs. So I look for big things in the next 6-8 weeks.
Hey, Brett, if you were still playing, what would be your approach in the batter's box facing Castillo?
I'm asked, you know, I watched today's game. The great hitters are still the great hitters. They have the best approach. I think he's kind of a, you know, once again, I don't want to compare him to a Pedro, but he's kind of got, he's Pedro-esque. Mm-hmm. He'll change speeds on you all the time. He'll subtract sometimes when most pitchers will add 3-1 count, 2-0 count. Instead of revving it up to another level velocity-wise, he'll take a little bit off. That'll get the ball off your barrel. I've really been impressed with Castillo. I've been watching him with the Reds all year. Just his demeanor, that smile on his face. It's not an arrogant smile, but it's a smile, him telling everybody, I'm good, you know I'm good, and I'm going to take it to you. I love everything about this guy.
Hey, Brett, we were talking about this earlier in the show, and actually we've been talking about it for the last several weeks, at least I have. I mean, you can look at every sabermetrics and every, you know, every advanced fielding stats that you want. I mean, Jesse Winker is just not – he's a below-average left fielder. I mean, certainly when they acquired him more for his bat. Sam Haggerty is obviously better defensively, and in the last, you know, since July 1st, offensively he's put up some numbers. Moving forward, I've suggested I think Haggerty needs to play a lot more in left field, spell Winker a little bit more, and have Winker, I guess, DH a little bit more. Do you think that would be a wise approach? And if so, would you be worried about Winker maybe getting annoyed that he was essentially kind of being benched in a way?
Well, I think that's something that Scott Servais is the guy that's got to have his hand on that pulse on what kind of a guy. I don't know Winker enough to see how that would affect him. At this stage of the game, it's been 21 years since we've been in the playoffs. It's kind of an all hands on deck, and whatever move I make to make us better, I agree with you with the Haggerty thing, especially defensively. Winker's track record, he hit 300 a year ago in Cincinnati, hasn't quite got it going. His on-base percentage, really good. I believe he's leading the league in walks. But defensively, Haggerty's definitely an upgrade out there. Maybe you're going to see some late-inning replacements for Winker. Maybe getting him to DH a little more. I don't see that being a problem. And like I said, at this stage of the game, it's not about each individual. Of course, you've got to consider the egos in that clubhouse. You know, I always say about when it comes to managing, it's about getting the best out of your players. To one guy, you got to give him a hug. Another guy, you kind of got to stick your foot in their butt to get the same result. I don't know what kind of guy Winker is, if he's that hug or that tough love type guy. But that's a job for Scott Servais to read that room. He lives with these guys for 162 games, so he's going to know those personalities a lot better than I would. But it'll figure itself out. But I agree with you. Haggerty's really been a boost to this team. I think something they didn't really expect. And I look at the Santana situation. I know he's hitting under 200. But I'll tell you what, Santana's come up with some big hits, mm-hmm. some big home runs for this Mariner in the early going.
Hey, Brett, seven-game series this year's team, 2022 against the 2001 team. How do you think it'd go?
No, we'd kill him.
You'd absolutely wait. Sweep the series. Your pitching wasn't.
You're saying strictly just that 2001 team in the year 2001.
Yeah, correct. This year
they got no chance.
But this year's team has better pitching than your team had.
Well, better pitching for what? Are you just saying ERA wise, or is their velocity more? It's 2022 versus 2001.
I'm just trying to rattle your cage a little bit.
No, I like it. I like debating this because I can always debate it, and there's no right answer. Of course, I'm going to back by 2001.
What is he going to say?
I know.
Yeah, I think this team. I've asked
you two dumb questions.
I think this team would take us down.
You were there every step of the way, and I'll tell you the one thing. I was fortunate enough. I played on some really good teams. I played on a couple mid-90s Reds teams that we were really good. 1999, I played for a Braves team that we were really good. But that 2001 season, start to finish, that's when I first started really starting to believe in team chemistry, and there was something to it. Before that 2001 team, I just thought you get the best players and you steamroll your opponent. That 2001 team changed my mind because we had a lot of great players, a lot of all-stars, some batting champs on that team. But the way that team came together and that aura around, it was almost like we were on a magic carpet ride. And then all of a sudden, we're leaving Yankee Stadium losing in the second round. And the look of shock on people's faces, like, this isn't how it was supposed to end. The only thing I regret about that season a little bit, I think we won so much that season, and we were so used to never losing a series, that I think we went into that Yankee series after Cleveland. We didn't play all that well in that Cleveland series, but we won because that's what we did that year. No matter how we played, we won. And I think we just took that Yankee series a little bit for granted. Like, this season is so magical and so great. Of course, we're going to go into the Bronx. We're going to win that. We're going to go to the World Series. And it's all about just give us the trophy now and we'll finish this off. And then all of a sudden, you know, we were kind of stunned. And I think we took it a little bit for granted. I can talk about it till I'm blue in the face. Still, it was a wonderful year. But, man, when we get together with some of the guys from that team, we still look at each other. How didn't we finish that deal? It was so magical. But you know, those teams in the early 2000s, there were some great Mariner teams, had that city rocking. I'd love nothing more than to see that city come out and support a winner, and maybe this is the beginning of something great.
Yeah, it's sure been alive this week, especially with the Yankees in town, 38,000 one night, 43,000 yesterday there at T-Mobile Park. Last thing I have for you, Brett, the Boone podcast. I love that you're doing this. I'm going to start listening to it. And in particular, I'd like to hear how it went with Jack Sikma from the 1979 Sonics team that won the championship.
Jack Sikma, he was great. I ran into him at a golf tournament, and we just sat down and started talking. And now, Jimmy, I'm kind of on this side of the microphone. I'm always looking for angles. And I thought, wow, Jack Sikma, an old school NBA guy, a big man that could shoot the three. Where back in his day, that wasn't very prevalent. Nowadays, yeah, you got a lot of big guys shooting threes, but I'm thinking this would be really interesting, and I want to hear his take on what it's like. What does he look to the modern-day guys and think, you know, we talked about his signature Jack Sikma move. Really interesting. I love talking to the guys at the other sports at the top level and see what makes them tick. You know, I can talk to baseball players all day long, and most of the time I know what the answer is. But when I get outside the box a little bit and I talk to an NFL, you know, lineman, for instance, offensive lineman, what's that like? You know, that's kind of cool for me, and I can be educated a little bit. So listen to the Sikma, really good. We got a few good ones coming out in the next couple of weeks. We just dropped, who'd we drop today? Jack Del Rio's today. Got Michael Young, you know, really interesting. Paulie Konerko was this week. Really smart hitting talk with Paulie made me step back and think a little bit and say, hey, Paulie, that's a really good point. So yeah, I've had a lot of fun with it. It's been a lot of work. You know, the preparation, I got a great team with me, but the podcast has been a lot of fun and pretty educational. Pretty educational.
Awesome, Matt. You're doing a great job, man. It's a great segment you guys do every single week with Softy and Fan. Keep up the great work with the podcast. We love talking baseball with you, Brett. Hope all is well. I mean, you're living in San Diego. It's the greatest city in the world, so you got that going for you, which is nice. Appreciate it, and hopefully we talk to you down the road, man. Thanks.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
There he is. Brett Boone joins us, Softy and Fain, every Thursday there at 5:05. All brought to you by Venue Kings, venuekings.com. All right, to Taiwan right now, the Northwest Region Championship down in California, as the Bend, Oregon team has got runners on the corners, no outs. They're in the top of the fourth, and Oregon is up 2-1 right now. So come on, Bonnie Lake Sumner. We need to turn it around. You turn it around.
They can do it.
Come on. We need a strikeout. Well, no, we just need a bunch of strikeouts.
First and third with no outs here, though. Yeah, we need some good things to happen.
Some base running mistakes here from Bend, Oregon is what we need. All right. It's the go-to guy. It's Puck. Jackson is here as well. We'll be back with more right here on Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFO.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Puck and Jim.
I'm a knock on our door. Today is Throwback Thursday. We do this on our show from 10 to 1 if you're wondering why you're playing that, but this is why. So thank you to Jackson Feltz paying a little nod to our show. It's Puck and the Go-To Guy, the show about nothing, as we are guiding you through your evening commute. Hopefully everyone's out there safe, getting home, not taking you 13 hours to get home. Jackson, since you live in the South End now, how long does it take you to get home here?
When I leave here at 7 o'clock each day, it only takes me about 42, 43
okay,
minutes.
Okay, that's not bad.
No, it's not.
We had, one of the best Little League plays happening in the Bonnie Lake Sumner against Bend, Oregon play. They have the bases loaded with no outs. They had to get the first out, it was a little tapper back to the pitcher. That's the workman kid. That's the coach's kid. And he got the force out at home. And then they had a ball that was a little check swing up the first baseline. The first baseman, who was the guy who was pitching, the little Santman, made a great little play through. Look at mom. Look at hot mom with a red solo cup just getting after it. I mean, every little league mom's hot. And she's got a red solo cup. What do you think she's drinking? What is she drinking?
Did she have a red solo cup?
Yes, she did. You're damn right. Yeah. What's in the red solo cup? Pinot Gris or Red Bull vodka.
Oh, and he struck him out.
So they have Bonnie Lake Sumner. They get out of a bases loaded, no outs in the top of the fourth.
Didn't score, so they're down 2-1.
But the defensive play was a check swing up to first base. Kid made first baseman threw home
to get the force at
to
home.
To get the force, and he threw back to first, and they were, I mean, inches away from a double play.
Pretty close. And then strikeout to end the inning. So, yeah, Bonnie Lake's hanging in there.
Let's go, Bonnie Lake Sumner.
Hanging in there.
Bottom of the fourth, down by a run. That was that you're going to circle that.
Yeah.
What's the live line now? How did it just change?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Where are we at? Did you ever get a line on it?
No, I couldn't get a line.
Wait,
on
how come
it.
Your I guess I couldn't get a line.
I don't think they started until the World Series, I guess.
Who's
it's disappointing.
At the Emerald Queen.
You're asking me? I don't know. That's Softies. That's
okay,
Softies
next
deal.
Time when Softies in tomorrow, can you do us a favor? And that's it. Really, this is not a favor for us, Jackson.
Yeah.
This is a favor for the betting public.
Oh, okay.
Get the Emerald Queen to get a lineup down there on the Bonnie Lake team.
Oh, something tells me if they aren't going to. Do they have lines for college yet? Do we know?
They on college for. So wait, the not UW or Wazoo.
Right.
So you don't think that they'll have a lineup
probably
for Little
not.
League Baseball?
No.
They should. They want to make some more money.
Nah, live betting, you can bet MLB, of course, Mexico.
Okay.
Triple A, you can bet right now.
Hey, let's do it. Let's do a live Mexico bet. What do we got? What do we got in the Mexico
league? We got the Leones at Pericos.
Let's go Pericos.
Leones plus 2.5 right now.
Oh. Let's take Leones.
God, they even have like run line for the first inning. Five
let's
innings.
Let's go plus 2.5 for Leones for what?
Who do you want?
25? Leones.
Okay.
Let's go. 25 on Leones.
You want 25? No, I don't want.
Is this Little League Baseball in Mexico?
How about $10.60 to win 10 bucks?
Leones. Let's see if we recognize anybody on the team. Leones, Mexican baseball team.
They're plus 2.5, though. I wonder. Well, Leones is down 2-0 after the first inning.
All that comes up was
bet posted. Okay,
Leones Martin was kidnapped. Yeah. Well, I don't want that. I want the Leones Mexican baseball team.
Okay, risking $10.60 to win $10.
There we go.
Okay, can you believe that? I mean,
betting on the Mexican League baseball at 5:32 on Drive Time on Thursday. No,
can do live betting on these things.
I mean, we use our Little League Worlds. We use the Little League World Series in my fantasy football league to decide our draft order. We all pick a team.
Oh, really?
And then we all go in with a team, and depending on where they finish, that's your draft spot for the fantasy football.
I thoroughly enjoy that.
It's very fun.
How many teams are in the World Series?
Like there's gonna be 20 this year. Last year there was only like 16 because of COVID, but this year there's 20.
Well, that's a great idea.
It's very fun.
Why have I not thought of that?
Because that's the whole thing is what's your draft order? Because your draft position matters so much fantasy football, right? So why not let these kids decide where you draft? And then you have nobody to blame but the kids.
But you don't base it on order finish last year?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hey, Parker Workman's up. He was the pitcher that was on the mound. Come on. Parker.
Well, favorite show is The Amazing Race.
Favorite show is Amazing Race. Do you really think it's The Amazing Race?
What?
I don't think so.
That it's his favorite show?
Yeah.
Why?
The
why
Amazing
would he?
Race. I don't. Did you see earlier?
Oh, he
got hit.
Yeah.
You see earlier? Now I think it was photoshopped, but they had a kid that said his favorite actress. it was a porn actress.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Was that the Alexis Texas one?
Alexis Texas.
I was going to Google her because I didn't know who it was.
Oh, well, I did.
Don't do it on one of our company
I did.
Years.
She's fabulous. Fabulous work. But
Googling right now.
Oh, it's okay. But what I want to know is like people were saying it was Brody Jackson. I think it was the Missouri. Yeah, Missouri. Favorite actor or actress, Alexis Texas. People are saying it was Photoshop, but I don't know. I mean, how do I know?
What had to have been?
Well, maybe not.
Because at the same time, what happened?
It was like the guy the other day that said his favorite actor was John Wayne. The kid doesn't know who John
well,
Wayne is.
I know, but he might be home and his parents are watching old John Wayne movies all the time.
Yeah. Well, maybe dad's at home watching Alexis Texas movies.
My wife.
And he's like, boy, who's that actress, dad, that you keep watching? What? What? That's Alexis Texas. I like her, too.
I mean, well, my wife would have said at 13 years old, her favorite actor, actress was Lucille Ball because she was raised on I Love Lucy. So she would have said that as a kid. So
would she?
Yeah, absolutely. She is a diehard I Love Lucy fan.
Oh. I Love Lucy's fantastic.
Okay, that's fine. But I'm hoping that the kid's favorite actress is Alexis Texas.
That's just not possible.
Think about what, no. I mean, it is possible because
of course he's 12 years old. Jim.
Here's the thing.
No, I know.
Every kid develops.
You get a phone at 12 usually, right? That's kind of the over under when you get your kid a phone.
Oh, 10.
Oh,
right.
13. Well, that's no, we I think did it's 13. Well,
we gave him to Mikey and Stevie at 12.
Yeah. So I mean, think about this. The ESPN.
What does phone have to do with a pornography actress?
Well, because that's how you access it.
Oh, okay. There it is.
But the thing is obviously the producers give these kids the questions to fill out, and there's probably 10 questions on them. They pick a random question, right?
Oh, error.
So clearly he could have submitted the thing. Then it goes to a producer, and if the producer doesn't know the difference of the name or not,
which I wouldn't have,
then you just throw it off onto the screen. The copywriters put it up on the screen, and that's the end of it.
You think some producer did it? I want one of them to say favorite cocktail. You know, guys like bourbon and Coke. favorite meal, ribeye and a glass of Merlot. I mean, come on. What would they put up there for you?
I'm just checking to see if there's anything to it because I did Google Little League and Alexis Texas. it's basically saying that it was.
Now you're don't click the link for Alexis Texas because that will get us in trouble.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. Runner on second here, Bonnie Lake, Sumner. They got two outs here. We need some magic here. We need a shot there in the gapper. Okay. All right. We need a single with the speed we got at second. We're gonna tie this ball game up.
And okay? we've already beaten Bend once. Yeah, so we can do it again.
We're
Washington, aren't we?
Yeah. Bonnie Lake's us. So Sumner.
Yeah.
And I wish Sumner would get some praise here because it's been all Bonnie Lake.
Hey, it was fun talking to Brett Boone, by the way.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. And I was a little nervous.
You were nervous because you wrote a couple of critical columns about him.
Yeah. Well, one.
A one about him harassing a car.
Yeah, I always got along with Brett, though. I think he got along with most reporters, didn't he?
Do you think, do you praise me for my professionalism for not bringing it up?
Yes, I do.
Get down! Dang it.
I thought when you were introducing him, you were going to say something about...
No.
Yeah. Here's our next guest who berated a beverage cart girl in Newcastle. Hey, Brett, how are you today?
Hey, he's wearing a Mariners cap. There we go. Did you think I was going to bring it up?
I thought you might. Yeah.
Never crossed my mind.
No, he was real cordial. It was good to hear from him.
What did he say? Hey, so you remember that time that the Jim wrote that column about you harassing a car? I do. How'd you harass her? I slapped her ass after I got a drink. Okay.
I remember him pulling me aside one day. I had a bet with Jeff Cirillo that he wouldn't hit 240 or something like that. And Cirillo offered to... offered
betting 10... with a guy on a team?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless you.
Well, remember Cirillo had a rough first year?
The whole career was rough here.
And so the second year, I made a bet with him, like he wouldn't hit 260 or something like that. And he offered to give me $10,000 toward my favorite charity if he lost. And if I lost, I would have to go over and wash his car and mow his lawn or something.
Okay.
And he honored the bet at the end of the year when he didn't hit 260. He gave $5,000 to the Alpine Animal Hospital in Issaquah.
How about that?
And then he also gave $5,000 to the Kitsap Humane Society.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jeff Cirillo.
Jeff Cirillo's a... Yeah, I know.
Should have brought that up, too. Do you remember the bet that I made where you couldn't hit 240?
Anyway, Boone pulled me aside and he goes, hey, man, he goes, you got to pull that bet with Cirillo. It's messing with his head and, you know, do whatever you... And, you know, he's kind of like, nah, it's really bugging Cirillo. You can't be doing that. And I was like, a bet's a bet.
So you are personally responsible for Jeff Cirillo literally being a nincompoop.
What year was this?
I can't remember. I don't know. Cirillo was here for two or three years, I think.
Because if this was a year that they barely missed the playoffs,
and
a Jeff Cirillo hit,
probably
could have gotten them to the playoffs.
Okay, so what did he not hit?
I don't. I can't remember. The bet was for 280, I think. If you just Google, my name and Cirillo, it'll probably pop up.
You said the bad first year, so that would have meant it would have been 2003. Oh
no! His first year was 2002.
Right, exactly. So Jim said you had such a bad year last
2003,
year, right?
Where he hit 205.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I won that one going away.
Yeah, I think you did.
Yeah. But he honored that.
But that team was 93-69, and we finished second. Had you not made that bet with him and screwed him up?
Nah.
Oh, what do you mean, nah?
Yeah, it was 2003.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Jim Morris to blame for the Mariners missing the playoffs in 2003.
We could have been in the playoffs in 2003.
I ended up loving Jeff, though.
Because he won $10,000 off of him.
No, it's not that. He's a real good guy. Plus, he had a mountain dog. Those mountain dogs are cool, those Bernese mountain dogs.
Well, if you want, what's your email address for people to send you any hate mail? Because they're going to send it to you. How many games?
He posed for a picture, too.
Hey.
At Alpine Animal Hospital with my vet.
How many games, Jackson, look it up, in 2003, did we miss the playoffs by?
That's what I'm looking right
93
now.
And 69. Unbelievable.
Remember that? He came over from the Rockies, right? And he was hitting like 300 there.
I just remember Pinelli.
Okay, so the Mariners lost out on the division by 3 games. They lost out on the wild card by 2 games.
All we could have needed was a couple more games from him.
And he was good at... we bet it was the average was 280.
Did you write about this?
Oh, God, yes. Like 3 or 4 times.
How was there not like an investigation of Major League Baseball into Jeff Cirillo gambling on him? They suspended Pete Rose for a lifetime ban for doing this.
Come to think of it, I don't know. I don't know. But yeah, he
You are great.
Yeah, we had the bet and he honored.
Let's see what Cirillo did the last like portion of the season. Well, he got hurt and he ended up getting hurt. Let's see.
Remember how good he was at third, too? I mean, defensively, he was good.
Oh, my God. The last 20 games of the season, he hit .089.
Yeah.
All we needed
was 2 more games.
2 more games. Wow. You are something else.
Yeah, bad human being.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you said it. I did not. Bad human being. All right. We'll be back with more here on 93.3 KJFM.
Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hear us anywhere, anytime on Alexa or Google Play at Sports Radio 93.3 KJRFM and on the iHeartRadio app. Now back to Puck and Jim.
Stockade to the Los Angeles Underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-Team.
I'll contend I think it's the greatest show that's ever been created on TV, the A-Team. I don't know. I don't know if it's ever been topped. There I said it. I don't know. Fight me. Challenge me. It's just great. It was a great show. A great show. Ex-military guys.
No, it was a great show, but best show ever.
Best show ever. MASH, better than MASH.
80s best decade.
No, the 80s the best decade. Of course, everyone knows that. But see, you have
everyone
so many decades
who lived in the
from.
70s would take the 70s and make the 70s what a 4.5-point favorite over the 80s.
Oh, that's true. Hey, we have, speaking of the Boeing Classic, which we were going to be up tomorrow. You know, they said, hey, can you send out some high profile like celebrity type people? And they said, yeah, Puck and Jim, they're going to be there.
Should we tell the listeners what we were thinking about doing, but it got kiboshed?
Yeah, the big boss said no.
I think we could have pulled this off.
So I came up with the idea. I said, hey, why don't we, when we get out there, I said, Jim, why don't, because you look like one of these guys that are on the Champions Tour.
I fit the age.
You fit the age and you're in shape. Like you look like you could be one of these guys. I said, why don't you dress up? Like we'll put the golf pants on you, the golf shirt with like the little, you know, the sweater vest, everything that they kind of wear. And then we'll put you a nice, you know, we'll find a nice hat, we'll put some logos on it, put some sunglasses on. I'll carry your bag and we'll find a bib somewhere. And let's see if we can walk out on the range and see if you can get a spot on the range, because we'll have press passes. So we can kind of like turn the press passes over so they'll think we're official. Trust me, that stuff works. I mean, come on. They don't hire the brightest people at these spots, at these things. And so we'll sneak onto the driving range and we'll put you, we'll post you up next to, Miguel Angel or maybe like a Tom Kite and just have you hit a bucket of balls. And I think we get away with it. And so we ran that up the flagpole to Purple Sheet, and it was a, no.
How long do you think we'd be caught?
Said, we're going to damage our relationship with them. And I
what
said,
would it take? Like just one swing, and they'd go, he doesn't look like a tour player.
I think your first Hazel rocket, there's going to be a, wow, what was that? Sorry, guys, just loosening up here a little bit.
Guy's the right age, but.
And then when you just really like hit behind, like 4 feet behind the ball, get a little worm burner.
I got my cougar bag out there.
Cougar bag. Yes. And then you have to pop open a Coors Light. Yeah,
Miguel would be like, hey, you got another one in there?
Little aiming fluid, Miguel. And then we were going to, like, if we got next to Miguel, he'd be like, hey, Miguel, looks like you put on some weight, huh? You ever think about a bra?
I don't think that would happen.
I think it would have been the funniest thing we could have ever done.
I think we maybe could have pulled it off.
I think we could have. There are so many of these guys that go out there tomorrow. I mean, there's some big names there. I mean, guys that people would know. Obviously, Freddie's going to be out there. Ernie Els is going to be out there. But there's guys that you would say, who's that? Never heard of these
guys.
Well,
like the best player on the tour right now, isn't it Stephen Alker or Alker? I mean, would you recognize him?
No.
I mean, he's the runaway favorite in this thing.
Why Yang's out there. Guy almost beat Tiger Woods, PGA Championship. Yeah. Marco Mira, two-time
he won the Masters in the British Open.
In the British Open, yeah.
Tiger Woods' buddy.
Yeah, Kirk Triplett from Pullman.
Yeah.
It's always my favorite thing when I read him in the paper that he does well. Kirk Triplett from Pullman. I'm like, when's the last time he lived in Pullman?
Yeah.
Dickie Pride's there.
Oh, Dickie Pride, yeah.
Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Is he not the best?
Is teeing off tomorrow at 1:09. So we got to get him on.
Yeah, 10 o'clock hour?
We should be able to get him. We got to coordinate with somebody over there.
Yeah, he's not a guy that practices a lot, is he?
No, he's teeing up with Steve Stricker and David Toms. And then at 1:20, it's Ernie Els, Freddie Couples, and Padraig Harrington. That's a pretty good...
Yeah, great threesome there.
I'd love to get Freddie. What are the odds we get Freddie on? Slim to none.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't know. Local radio station out there. Hey, Freddie, we were at Jefferson Park a couple weeks ago.
Let's play the Jefferson angle.
Yeah.
Let's play the Jefferson angle. All right, so we're going to be out there tomorrow. If you're heading on out, we're going to be broadcasting a live, I think, right above the 18th green. We have three pairs of four tickets. So three pairs of four, right? Does that sound
right? Three four-packs.
Three four-packs of tickets to give away.
A pair sounds like two.
We have three packs of four tickets.
Yes, three. Thank you. It does. That sounded weird. Three packs of four. If you would like to go... All you got to do is call up Jackson. We're going to keep it simple. All right. 286-9595, 1-800-829-0950. Three packs of four. If you'd like to go to the Boeing Classic tomorrow, go walk around, check out Ernie Els, Freddie Couples. Harrington's going to be out there. Our buddy Brian Mogg is teeing it up tomorrow. I think we're going to catch up with Brian before he gets out of there. If you want to go, 286-9595, 1-800-829-0950. And then they come down here to pick them up?
It'll be a will call.
Oh, will call. Oh, yeah. See, you don't even have to drive down here. Will call. So, again, we got three packs of four tickets. All right? 286-9595, 1-800-829-0950.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry. Sorry. We're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now, from the Star Reynolds Sports Desk, your 93.3 KJRFM Sports Headlines.
One more than I thought we'd get. Hey, if you still want to go to the Boeing Classic, we got one four-pack of tickets to give away. 286-9595. 1-800-829-0950. Call before they go. They're going away hot right now. Jackson's back there. Taking your calls. 286-9595. 1-800-829-0950. It's Puck and the Go-To Guy with you here on this beautiful Thursday. Looks great outside through the little sliver of a window we have on our door here.
We went from a sweeping view of the hobos to this, right?
And I miss the hobos so much. Man, yeah. I hope the hobos are doing okay over there. I miss them.
Yeah.
Jesse and David, Hobo Larry. God, they were good. Remember when Hobo Larry brought his car up there and they had the bonfire?
Yeah. They had a nice view over there.
Yeah, they had a great view. God, they had a great view. It's Puck and the Go-To Guy with you, filling in for Softy and Fame. These are headlines. What a headline. Is it brought to you by Venue Kings?
It is, yes.
Okay. Hey, we got a bottom of the sixth inning right now. Bonnie Lake Sumner, they just need a one run. They have, defensively, they have been living life on the edge all game long, but they're only down by a run. 2-1. Winner goes on to play at Williamsport. So winner advances. And they are going to go to the bottom of the sixth inning right now. Again, down by just one run. And I believe all
we
three
got four,
runs,
five, six coming up, including all, Santman.
Oh, Santman.
Yeah.
Ball player. Oh, he ball is a, player. Oh, he's Santman. A ball player.
Yeah.
All right. So come on, Bonnie Lake Sumner. Let's get this done. Let's pull it out. Come on, boys.
They still got their starter in there? Is that the stork like looking kid?
He only can throw two more pitches.
Okay.
Right? Max is 85 in Little League.
Boy, they're just going to take it to the limit here.
Yeah. Why even have him just throw two pitches? Well, I guess. Maybe they just get two quick outs. Five innings, two hits, an earned, just one run, not earned because it was an error. So six strikeouts, one walk, 83 pitches.
Yeah, he's going to come out after two pitches here?
Well, I guess. He didn't. And I did not think that kid was going to last like early on. He was kind of either. Like all over the place. That's an interesting.
That wasn't a strike.
I mean, that was like a foot off the plate. What is Bubba? Does he have dinner reservations? Favorite book for Liam Ferguson, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And that's a great book and movie, by the way.
Man, the kids just all swing at high strikes, though, don't they?
So that's 84. He's got one more, right? 85, wait. He's got to be out. Isn't 85 the limit?
I don't know.
It's the limit. I guess not. Hmm. When did they change that? I thought Little League 85 was the limit.
Maybe it's 100.
How can it be 112? Ooh. Oh, that's got to go. Get out! Oh, yeah! Bonnie Lake Sumner's tied it up! What a solo blast!
Look at him running around the bases.
Center field! That's what I'm talking about! Let's go! Yeah!
Man, his glove touched that.
He almost got it. That was a hell of an effort.
Yeah.
Hell of... Why are you go?
Oh, now they can walk it off.
Yeah! Who was that? Who is that kid? Boy, he's beefy. Look at him, man. How is he 12?
That was clutch.
Man, that was a clean Ferguson.
Ferguson.
Our guy Ferguson. Fergie. Look at, he got all that one, man. High fast. He didn't even swing all the way through.
Yeah.
He kind of knew right away, didn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of thought that was going to carry a little bit. Looking at him. He almost had it. Oh, that kid almost made a great play.
Mm.
And he just ran. There we go.
Look at him just speeding around. He wanted to get to his teammates.
I mean, let's go live. Can we go live to it?
No, we can't.
Where's the radio call?
We're not. Yeah.
No, we can't.
Hey, is Purple Sheet listening right now? If they advance to Williamsport, we want to go back.
Back? We've been before?
No, well, we want to go back there with them. I think the radio station, our show should go and cover it.
Would
you like to go? I'd like to go. What are they looking at?
It's so much fun.
I thought the rule was 85. Am I incorrect on that?
Hmm.
I must be. Well, I have to be.
They should lift that kid anyway.
Yeah, lift him. He's rattled. Get him out of the game.
It's demoralizing.
Now he's out of the game. Maybe it was 86. I thought the rule was always 85.
Hmm. Okay. Well, 24 is taking over now. Yeah.
Oh, way to go, Bonnie. Ferguson.
Yeah.
Let's go, Ferguson.
Santman's coming up now.
Oh, man. This is
cool. Yeah, could be this over. Back-to-back homers for Bonnie Lake to go to Williamsport.
And shout-out, too, to the Issaquah girls. They lost today. They were eliminated, but a great run by those girls. They made it to the Little League World Series, but they were eliminated. But that was awesome. It was awesome to watch. I was watching that.
Fantastic run they had.
That's just you and I were talking about this because, you know, again, both parents, both your kids, 18. My son's young. I mean, he's 9. But going through this, imagine what this would be like for a parent.
Oh.
Watching this, I could not imagine the stress that is involved. Brody Santman's up to bat. It says his favorite show is Friends. There's no way it's Friends.
Why?
He's 12 years old.
Yeah, but everything's in syndication.
Jackson, do you think his favorite TV show is Friends?
I don't think his favorite suit.
Oh, that ball's low. This pitcher they brought in, he can't find the strike zone for the Santman. Come on, Santman. Just turn on one. Oh!
Oh, the ump didn't call that a strike. He's been calling high strikes.
All right, Santman. All you got to do is get on here.
Hitters count.
Yeah, that's right. That's right, Jags. Hitters count. Let that. Oh, Santman, get down. It. Get down. That's a double. Santman speed. That could be a triple. No, that's a double. All right, stand-up double.
Single wins.
Almost, yeah. Little League. There we go.
Yeah. Need a base hit.
Are we 6 or 7?
6.
6 innings?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I didn't know. I'm just making sure. I didn't know.
Yeah, this is it.
I had 7 in my head for some reason.
Single sends him to Williamsport.
My bad. I had 7 in. Just don't look at me like I'm a village idiot. I already know that.
Everyone knows Little League is 6 innings.
I thought I had 7 in my head.
Did you know that?
No, what was the text thread that I'm never on text threads with you guys, and then I get the weirdest message about the green potatoes last night?
Oh, my son's summer ball team. You wrapped it up last night.
The name green potato?
Yeah, well, that's what they came up with, Jackson. Okay, Parker Workman. Favorite food is a bacon cheeseburger.
Ooh, good
all
cut.
We need, hey, Parker, all we need is a hit. We just need a single with Santman speed. How aggressive.
Is this what Softy and Fane would be doing right now?
Absolutely
is
not.
Play-by-play of the Lakers.
Who cares what they do? Come on, Santman. Oh, God, get to it. Get the third. Get the third, Sant. Get out. The ball got away. Yeah, it's called for time, Santman.
Boy, runner on third, nobody out.
Oh, now all we need is just...
Bucky's watching there.
He's going to come out of the studio tomorrow morning at 9:55 a.m.
Hey, workman.
We're going to be at the Boeing Classic.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm good to go. He'll kill me on Monday, though.
Hey, when you, drop it down. Suicide squeeze.
Oh, Karlsky in style.
Do it. Oh, he almost just fouled it.
There's nobody out right now.
They're going to win. Bonnie Lake's winning this thing.
This would be so Mariners.
Where are we celebrating in Bonnie Lake and Sumner? 49451. Where's the watering hole? We did this with Egan the other day.
Pirelli's?
I can't remember what people said. But where's the watering hole tonight, Bonnie Lake and Sumner? We're buying cocktails. Where is it at? 49451. Tell them or do text line. Here's the pitch. 2-2. Ooh, he fouled it off again. Down the third baseline.
Are you starting to feel bad? To feel bad for Bend at all?
No, they're privileged kids that live in one of the greatest cities in America. What are they? They're going to go back to the Deschutes River, breweries everywhere, golf everywhere, one of the greatest mountains ever in Bachelor. No, I don't feel bad for them at all.
Okay,
here's a 2-2 pitch from Bend. That's going to be low. That's a full count. That's low. Now you just walk them.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter what happens with this kid.
It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah,
look at Workman. There's Bucky. Oh, he swung. Did he foul it? Oh, he's dropped third strike. Now go!
Send him!
Oh!
Oh, wait, he made it to first.
Oh, I would have been tempted to send the Santman on that. I would have been tempted. I really would have. So the drop third strike, which is like basically is how everyone scores in Little League, is the drop third. Everybody. But he made it. He made it to first. This is the most exciting time I've ever had on the radio. We're living and dying by every pitch for Bonnie Lake / Sumner. What else do you want to talk about? I'll give you a headline. Seahawks first down. Here's my first down. Here's my Seahawks topic today because we haven't talked Seahawks, right? Rashad Penny's hurt again. Oh, no kid. He's not going to play this Saturday because he's hurt again. Maybe that's why they gave him a year contract because he's always hurt. All right, here we go. Who's this? Who's batting? Runners on the corners. That's inside. It's down the third baseline. No!
Oh, no.
Sandman!
It's in a pickle.
No, Sandman, you went! Sandman, what are you doing? And then they, oh my goodness.
Look at the catcher running right at the base runner there. That was.
Oh, Brody. Brody. Tough one. Tough mistake.
Yeah, but still, just wait. One out, runners at first and
but
second.
What, I mean, he just thought it was going to get through. It was a chopper back to the third baseman. He thought it was going to get through third base and short, and he went right away. Oh, got caught at home. Catcher did the right thing, ran to the kid at second base, was going to try to make it to third. Ah,
first
brutal.
And second, one out, bottom of the order coming up here.
Let's
for
finish this.
Bonnie
what,
Lake.
What do we got? 10 minutes left in this segment?
Yeah.
Second down. What do you think about the second quarterback situation? Want to do that?
What do you think the sports radio consultants would say about this segment?
I don't know, but Bonnie
Lake
Sumner.
They use it as an example for young students
probably.
Coming up.
They're 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. All we need is a base hit. That's going to be low and outside. Low and outside. This guy cannot find the strike zone. Take advantage of this guy. All right, we got Jace Abe. Jace Abe, his favorite video game, Grand Theft Auto. Jace Abe, down the right field line. Oh. Foul. It hit Bucky Jacobson / Workman, the skipper.
That's one of those video games where, what, the kid shouldn't be, what, he's got to be 16?
Grand Theft Auto Jackson, what is it? They drive around, they pick up
really
hookers,
violent,
and they commit crimes,
like
right?
A 12-year-old, 12-year-old shouldn't be playing
that,
right?
Yeah, but don't
right?
They drive around, they pick up hookers. Okay, here's Jace. Jace, fouled it off again.
Yeah. I was allowed to get it when I was 13 or 14, I think.
Down the right field
line.
You play
it earlier, and that's...
Hey, Larry Stone checked in. When you get to 85, you can finish the batter. Oh, okay, there we go. That's it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. But I thought he was at 85 after that out.
Huh. Larry Sharp, isn't he?
He is. You know, it's amazing what he's been able to do with his career.
Why is Larry listening?
Yeah, you got to ask Larry. I don't know. Oh, that's high. Jace, that's high. You don't got to swing at that, bud.
All those kids are swinging at high ones.
Oh, man. Oh, man. I jinxed them when I said they're going to win this
game.
They're
really marinating this right now.
They really are. Oh, my goodness.
Runner on third with nobody out. Now it's two outs. Runners on first and second.
Heartbreak taking place in San Bernardino right now.
Oh, man. Bucky's disappointed.
Can you take a picture of the guy and just tweet it at Bucky? Hey, Bucky, how'd you make it to San Bernardino so fast?
Bucky's going to kill me. How long do you think I'd last in a ring with Bucky Jacobson?
2 seconds.
2 seconds? You think I'd last two?
No, he popped it up first pitch.
Oh, we're going extras.
Oh, my goodness.
We're going extras.
Bend, Oregon just gets out of a absolute pickle. They had a runner at third. Did Bonnie Lake Sumner... With no outs and they don't score, we go to extras. Oh, my goodness. How about that? Look at the skipper for Ben. He's like, man, I could have been back and floating the Deschutes here, but I guess we'll play another inning.
Watch it go all the way to the 13th like the Mariners Yankees did. Watch it go all
Do they
the
do
way.
Ghost runners in Little League?
Do they? They should.
I mean, it's too easy.
I would. I love the Ghost Runner. I didn't think I'd like it. And then when it's happened now and the other nights, and now I kind of really dig it.
I do, too. I didn't think I'd like it. And
to make us bad baseball fans for liking it.
No, there are a lot of purists that don't like that at all. But when you're sitting there, I mean, that game the other night could have gone, what, 18 innings?
I find myself as a purist, and I shouldn't like it. But then I kind of do like it.
Yeah, it's... Well, you got strategy right away, don't you, before it even gets started? I mean, should they bunt? Should they hit the other way? Should they swing away?
Well, they should always bunt. What I don't understand is the home team, especially if they hold them to no runs, why they don't bunt right away, and the Mariners didn't do it. I don't understand it. What's the point of that? You need one. All you need is a run.
Yeah.
Bunt them over, and like you say, I mean, sack fly, and you win the game.
If you're a good baseball player, you should be able to put down a bunt.
It's pretty, honestly, it's kind of embarrassing that you can't lay down a bunt.
I mean, do they still work on it at all?
I don't know. It used to just be
pitchers, you know, that would work on it, but.
You should. Don't you think you should work on it?
It's a lost art, Puck.
I mean, they still hit off tees.
Yeah. So, no, I don't.
They get out there every day, maybe just throw down a couple of bunts every now and again.
Well, you know, all you have to do. Uses an example is the Angels and how they won with it. Laid down a bunt, sack fly, and they won.
Well, what if you need it at some point? You know, you need it. Liam Ferguson. We wouldn't be talking about extras if it weren't for Liam Ferguson, by the way. Shout out to Liam. Not sure if he's from Bonnie Lake or Sumner, but he plays for Bonnie Lake Sumner. And he tied this ball game up in the bottom of the sixth inning with a solo shot to center field. So,
do you feel like you maybe jinxed it though?
I did.
Because you were talking about where should we go to celebrate?
Yeah, I said they're going to win the game. They had no outs, a guy on third.
Would you say that they were at the 1 yard line?
Powerhouse Brewery in Sumner.
Yeah.
Purdy's and Captain Jack's.
Did you mention Power? Yeah, Purdy's, Captain Jack's. Yeah.
Hmm.
Hops and Drops. No, isn't that like a Hops and Drops is like a chain, right?
In Covington.
We're not going to Hops and Drops, guys. Come on. We want local, real dirty, kind of grimy establishments in both Bonnie Lake and Sumner. If I know anything about those two cities too, dirty and grimy, it's there. We can find it. And we tried to debate with Egan the other day. He tried to convince me that there wasn't a lake there. I'm like, well, then why is it called Bonnie Lake?
I haven't seen it, but I believe it's there.
There has to be a little lake there.
Yeah.
Come on.
I think there's a, yeah.
Oh, you know what? Here's the other reason why I want Ben to lose. Their kids are a bunch of complainers.
They've been complaining about the strike zone?
They've been complaining all day about the strike zone. This kid just complained because he thought he got hit. And so then he keeps looking back at his third base coach like, I got hit.
There is not a Bonnie Lake. There is a Lake Bonnie.
Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah, just semantics.
Yeah, because doesn't it sound...
That is unusual.
Yeah, it's like, very weird, yeah.
Well, doesn't it sound better to say, hey, where are you from, Bonnie Lake, instead of, where are you from, Lake Bonnie? I don't know.
Well, the actual lake, there's an actual lake called Lake Bonnie of Bonnie Lake.
Okay, then there's a lake there.
Yes.
Okay. But to his point, though, that is unusual. Why didn't they just call the town Lake Bonnie then?
I don't know. We'd have to... Let's get the mayor on.
Let's call the lake Bonnie Lake.
I don't know. Our pitcher's lost it a little bit. That snot-nosed punk 13. Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about. I literally would want to drill this kid.
He's trying to get his team fired up.
I know, but he's doing just the like.
Do you feel bad that you called those Ben kids bastards earlier, though?
No,
I mean, they're 12 years old.
They're just
12 years old.
They're kind of cocky. I don't like it. I don't like the cockiness of these guys. Not one bit. And that's what you get down in Bend. And first of all, have we checked birth certificates for some of these kids? They look 16.
When have you seen cocky in Bend?
Huh? Oh, look at this kid was going to lay down a bunt.
Ben's a good dog community, too. You notice
great
that down there?
Great dog community.
Yeah,
great dog and beer community. Yeah, you're right. See, he's complaining about the strikes on this kid. This Riker Hartlump.
Well, maybe
he's just shaking his head at the umpire.
Well, maybe he's making a good point, though.
Jim.
Yeah.
Have you coached a little? The kids don't talk. None of them talk.
His favorite website is YouTube?
Why not? Why wouldn't it be?
Many more.
Is that the Alexis Texas kid?
No, the Alexis Texas kid was from Missouri, but he probably goes on YouTube.
Yeah, his website would have been a little different.
He goes, favorite website, Pornhub.
Hey, mine too.
Can you imagine if some kid said that on there? They got a runner on, does Bend. 0-2 count here.
Bonnie Lake Tavern.
On one of these rich, the Bonnie Lake Tavern. Do you think Bonnie Lake Tavern has pool tabs?
Course,
it's got it right. It has to. And what type of Jack and Coke do you think they serve at the Bonnie Lake Tavern?
Probably a good.
How many four finger pours? How much do you think it's just like a little faint, like yellowish is the Coke because there's so much Jack Daniels in it?
Probably
a little clear. That's kind of like the Jack Daniels you like to order, right?
Isn't that the
struck him out? There we go. Nice pitch.
Isn't that the way if you owned a bar that you'd pour them?
Four fingers?
Because you'd want everyone to know you can get a good drink at Jim's place.
Yeah, I'd be a little heavy.
Jason's. Yeah.
You know, I think that when you go into a bar, you know you're in a wrong bar when you start seeing the bartender when you're making a cocktail and they're pouring into a shot glass.
Yeah, or they've got the little gun.
And then they're dumping it into the drink.
Yeah.
When I see that, I go, that's going to be a one and done.
Yeah.
We're out of here. I want a free pour. You give me a free pour here because the money's coming back to you. So let's free pour this up.
You guys know that I just moved to Northeast Tacoma, Browns Point area, and we have this amazing bar. We found it called Jerseys. Yeah, and it's exactly the same thing. There's no pouring into the shot. They just go until they decide to stop.
You got
to
go free pour.
My wife had a tequila and Sprite that was maybe her best ever tequila Sprite she's ever had in her entire life.
And why wouldn't you do that?
I
understand that you're trying to make a profit, but don't gouge me and just give me a good drink and word of mouth will come back to you.
And if you see us
About jerseys, I want to go.
Bonnie Lake Tavern is closed. All right. Come on, Bonnie Lake. That's a good pitch by Workman. Man, Workman has come on some good relief here.
Yeah.
2-2 is the count. Ben's got a runner at first. We're in extra innings, top of the seventh inning. We're tied at 2. Winner goes to Williamsport. Come on. What do we got? About a minute here left? Ah, come on. Yeah. Workman with another strikeout. God, Workman has been Yeah. You know what? He's been a workmanlike effort.
It's quite the Dr. Evil laugh there.
I've been sitting on this one all day. Ever since he came into the game. Parker Workman, he's had 58 pitches, tied at 2.
Is it time to break yet?
No, in 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Gosh darn it. I want this.
Do we get paid overtime for this hour?
We should.
We usually only work 3.
You got a hell of an interview coming up here with Matt Boyd.
Yeah, Matt Boyd's going to be coming up next.
Oh, that's right. We got another segment.
Yeah.
2 more.
Yeah, Matt Boyd coming up next. We have 2 bonus segments with Matt Boyd. Jaden hasn't cut his hair all season for good luck. So, all right. For Jim Moore, the go-to guy in Puck, for Jacksonfield, Softy will be back tomorrow. We appreciate you listening. Come on, Bonnie Lake Sumner, wrap this one up. Matt Boyd, coming up next.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.